Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Lough Swilly in County Donegal became the home of the British Grand Fleet in 1914. 40 vessels sheltered there for a month behind a huge boom built to keep German U-boats at bay, while hundreds of soldiers watched over them at Fort Dunree. Many of the sailors, including the fleet's commander, Admiral Jellicoe, brought their business to the local shops and hotels in the towns along the Lough shore.
My name is Jim Deeney, from Rathmullen, and we're based here on the western shore of Lough Swilly. The ships had to come to Rathmullen because they were fortifying Scapa Flow, and they came here to Rathmullen. The man in charge of them was Admiral Jellicoe. He paced himself in two places. One was in the Pier Hotel in Rathmullen, which was my family home, and the other base was at the Swilly Hotel in Buncrana. Obviously, when they came here, a lot of construction work had to be done. Construct an oil tank, bring water down for the ships. The other thing was, of course, the balloon base. The older generation here know it as the airfield. It was where now the present football field is and the resource centre. Because there was such activity in the North Atlantic, they had to bring up submarines from Queenstown, as they called it then, and base them here in Lough Swilly. But they also had four kite balloons based here as well. And whenever a convoy was going to Canada or America from Liverpool, and they came in here the night before, then the leading ship was fitted with one of these kite balloons, in which there was an observation basket where the man had to suss out the submarines that were such a danger to them in the North Atlantic. This is a hotel register, and it obviously started at the time when the Navy came here. And I noticed that the first two pages of it had been cut out. And when I asked my aunt about that, she said the reason was that Admiral Jellicoe had signed his name with some comments, and somebody spotted the value of it and cut it out. The Admiral could see from Inch Island down to way below Buncrana. He would have had the biggest bulk of the ships in the loch under his observation without leaving his room. The people who were in it were obviously the people who came to set up the base.
HMS Foxhound, HMS Achilles, HMS Hecla, Ernest J. Davis, Lieutenant RAF, HMS Archpatrick.
Obviously, it brought a lot of business and a lot of work and a lot of activity.
I'm John MacArthur. I'm chairman of the board here at Fort Dunree, and I'm also a founder member of the Inishowen Friends of Messines, which has its home here in Fort Dunree as well. In 1914, the British Grand Fleet was probably the most heavily armoured and sophisticated fleet of warships that roamed the seas of this planet at the time. So to have it in here with all those capital ships and all their attendant ships lined up and down Lough Swilly here, it must have been a powerful sight to see, along with the attendant shore-based facilities, like here at Dunree, which is a buzzing fort at the time with up to 300 or 400 personnel here. And of course, over in Buncrana, there was again more naval activity at the harbour there. They were able to come ashore and have a sort of a social life. A girl who works with me, her granny, who lived to the ripe old age of 94, was often heard to say, "There was never any crack here since the British left." There must have been great buzz around, as well as all that majestic naval power sitting on the water, ready to go into battle at a moment's notice. German submarines were roaming the North Atlantic here, and they ran a great boom across Lough Swilly here to protect the fleet, a big sort of mechanical affair that allowed ships to pass to and fro but didn't allow submarines to come up unnoticed. Dunree was the sort of predominant guard spot for Loughs Willie, with its two major 6-inch guns on the top here. It could range right out over the mouth of Loughs Willie and into the North Atlantic. There were major searchlight stations to monitor everything that moved in and out of this loch. The First World War had dramatic effects in Ireland as well. A lot of those that had fought were deemed to have been traitors. And consequently, a lot of the sacrifices that those men made were buried for years. But within the last 10 or 15 years, it has become a little bit easier to commemorate them for what they did. And we felt that Fort Dunree was one of those places that you could do that. One of its biggest claims to fame is that never a shot has been fired in anger here. Some 12 or 1500 people out of this little peninsula went off to that war. 240 of them or so never came home. And they are now commemorated here at Fort Dunree on an annual basis.
Loughs Willie in County Donegal. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.